Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Big thank you now to Dynamo striker Sebas Ferreira joining us along with Edgar Velez. I would start it off with this. Sebas, what are your thoughts on overall on Major League Soccer now that you've been here a while?
Buenas tardes, gracias por la nota. Estoy tratando de aprovechar al máximo los partidos, conocer lo que es la liga. Es una liga muy, muy competitiva, se nota en todos los partidos, todos los equipos se preparan de la mejor manera, es una liga que está creciendo mucho. Y nada, aprovechando al máximo las oportunidades y disfrutando también.
Thanks, Lynn, for having me on. And overall, pretty much what I expected in terms of just how competitive and physical this league. I think I came with that perception when I, you know, began my time here, and it's just been proven game in and game out. When you see how competitive the teams are and how well prepared they are, how well just overall, you know, prepare for a match and put themselves in a position to compete with every team week in and week out.
Sebas, how hard has this season been? Because it has been up and down. It's a season of adjustment, yet you have scored what are some spectacular goals.
No, sí, como dije, es una liga nueva para mí, muy competitiva, más competitiva de la que estaba teniendo años anteriores, así que uno trabaja más para sobresalir en la liga. Estoy trabajando día a día, tratando de mejorar partido a partido, tratar de aprovechar todas las ocasiones de goles que tengo. Siempre me caractericé por eso, así que nada, trato de perfeccionar eso para crecer día a día.
Overall, Glenn, I think that, you know, looking at the season, I knew there was going to be an adjustment just due to the higher competitiveness of this league. When I came or when I left the league that I was at, it was at a different level in the sense of I came here, had to adjust to a different environment, teams that are much physically more in a different space. So overall, you know, took that challenge head on and found success as I've navigated throughout this campaign.
Sebas Ferreira joining us here on Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5, presented by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. Sebas, has it been hard for you to find space as a striker?
Así mismo, esta liga, como veo, es una liga que los equipos tratan de defenderse primero bien, estar bien parado atrás. Eso complica mucho al delantero, pero uno tiene que buscarse algunos espacios. El entrenador me mostró varios videos donde puedo marcar mejor el pase, encontrar espacios y trato de entrenar eso para poder agarrar esos pocos espacios que dejan los rivales.
Margins are very thin, Glenn. I've definitely found that teams are very well stacked up in terms of just how they approach a game defensively. And the coaching staff has done a good job of kind of working me through tape to find and identify where I did find spaces or maybe where to look for the space in future games. So I credit them with helping me develop and navigate that. But definitely one of the things that I've noticed about this league is just how defensively solid the teams are around the league itself.
What else in addition to that have you learned from, you know, about Major League Soccer and maybe how you've had to change as a striker?
Que es una liga mucho más dinámica a la liga que estaba jugando yo en Paraguay. Es más dinámico, se corre más, hay más intensidad. Se notaba mucho eso en los primeros partidos que tuve con el equipo. Yo creo que ahora ya estoy agarrando más el ritmo. Eso agarré partido a partido, entrenando, así que estoy contento por ese lado de poder adaptarme al ritmo de lo que es la MLS.
I think the biggest takeaway outside of some of, you know, finding space or anything along those lines is just my ability to physically adapt to the league. I was coming from a league that wasn't as dynamic, that wasn't as physically demanding. So being able to kind of come into this league, adjust, and I think we saw that adjustment in the first few games where I had to navigate just a few different challenges, whether it was the weather or was the timing, just the frequency of games. Overall, where I am today is just, you know, in a much better position physically than at the beginning of the year.
Talking to Sebas Ferreira here on Soccer Matters, presented by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. The goal you score against Montreal with Hector Herrera in midfield, since Hector's arrival, has this allowed you now to look for a different kind of ball and a different kind of run in behind defenses with obviously his accuracy over distance?
Así mismo, sabemos lo que juega Hector, es un jugador diferente, nos ayuda mucho en el campo de juego, uno capaz tiene más opciones con él de juego, puede marcar mejor el pase, así que tratamos de aprovecharlo al máximo con la característica que él tiene, yo creo que nos va a ayudar mucho.
He definitely brings a different element to the game, Glenn, one where we've seen it on the field here recently. So, you know, overall, in terms of just what I can expect as a striker in terms of service, I do feel that he brings a different edge to the game and one where creates a different pathway for me to attack the goal and hopefully generate more scoring opportunities for the team itself.
He's Dynamo striker Sebas Ferreira joining us here. Really appreciative and thankful that he is on the show here tonight. How difficult has it been for you, Sebas, with differing players around you and not settled wingers maybe and not a settled playmaker? Does it make it tough on you as a striker with kind of a revolving door of different players around?
No, uno entrena día a día con todos los compañeros. Yo creo que eso no es muy difícil porque estás compartiendo con ellos todos los días ya. Uno sabe la característica que tiene el compañero y ya de acuerdo a eso se prepara para el juego de cada fin de semana.
I don't think it's too much of an adjustment, Glenn, just because I train with everybody so frequently, so regularly, and in training itself, our groups and our variations change. So we take what is done during the week on the practice field and apply that in the game. So overall, there is a connection between myself and my teammates, regardless of who's on the field, just because we practice it throughout the week as well.
This is an interesting question for me when you answer this, Sebas, and that is, how dependent is a striker with your qualities on what's around him as far as players around him in a system and getting service?
No, para cada delantero, yo creo que lo más importante es tener ocasiones de goles. Un delantero capaz se desespera si no tiene ocasiones de goles, si no toca mucho la pelota y nada, espera tener siempre ocasiones. Yo creo que los compañeros están trabajando bien ahí desde el medio para poder hacerme llegar pelota. En este último partido me llegaron algunas pelotas y pude aprovechar. Esperemos que esto siga así y para seguir anotando y para poder ayudar al equipo.
Glenn, a goal scorer just lives off moments, right? I think overall, when we've seen kind of how the team develops and builds up play, they have looked for me. They have tried to find me. We saw that in this last game, and it worked out definitely there towards the end. So, definitely in a position where I live off of that, just living on being in scoring opportunity, being able to be a threat. And I have full faith in my teammates that, they're looking to put me in those kind of positions as well.
Sebas, tell me what your ambitions are for the Paraguayan national team and where you might see yourself in 2 years from now internationally.
No, me gustaría tener minutos, ser un jugador consolidado en la selección. Yo creo que eso me puedo ganar entrenando bien, mostrando en los partidos y ya cuando me toque estar en la selección, me toque minutos, demostrar. Yo trabajo día a día para eso, para ser un jugador importante en la selección. Yo creo que estoy por buen camino, así que sé que todavía me faltan muchas cosas, pero día a día trabajo para eso. Me gustaría clasificar al siguiente mundial con la selección, ganar la Copa América, así que son objetivos a medio y largo plazo que uno se propone y estoy trabajando para poder lograr esos objetivos que tengo.
Glenn, overall, the goals would definitely, to start, I'd say, would be to be a mainstay, to keep earning minutes, keep earning appearances, keep earning call-ups. And then from there, just kind of boils down to my, approach to training. That's where positions and, minutes are earned. And then once I actually get on the field, make the most of that opportunity, make the most of those occasions. Because long-term, my goal is to, be with the national team in a situation where they're qualifying for the World Cup, compete in the World Cup, compete and do something important with, big international tournaments like the Copa America as well.
Sebas, take us through the goal against Austin FC, which was just so spectacular to witness when you scored over the halfway line against Brad Stuver in Austin.
No, yo al comenzar esa jugada ya me di cuenta que el arquero estaba muy adelantado, así que del rebote no fue para mí y Adam me dejó ahí botando y lo primero que tenía en la cabeza era patear al arco y ya los compañeros me empezaron a gritar y le pegué desde lejos y por suerte fue gol.
Glenn, from the get-go, just from, you know, the beginning of that play, I saw the goalie off his line and, you know, overall, the credit to Adam, he was the one that kind of made the play in terms of just being able to get me the ball. So he found me in space. I heard my teammates around me yelling to take a shot, and that's what I did. And, you know, fortunately for the team, it worked out. Scored a fantastic goal that day.
Yeah, what a spectacular goal that was. I could see that one over and over. Sebas, before I let you go, it has been a tough season. You're not necessarily, as a team, you're not reaching your goals. How tough is it? And where is the team in the locker room right now? How united are you? And maybe how frustrating has this been?
No, el grupo está fuerte. Nosotros sabemos que no estamos en una situación donde queremos estar. Así que, nada, nosotros, a lo que pasó, ya no podemos hacer nada. Pero partido a partido podemos lograr puntos importantes que nos pueden meter en la liguilla. Todavía dependemos de nosotros. Somos conscientes que está difícil, pero vamos a dar todo para poder lograr ese primer objetivo que nos propusimos.
Glenn, this is a strong group, a group that is pretty, you know, aware and understands that we're not where we want to be in terms of, you know, the position in the table, but one that, you know, hasn't given up, one that is pretty much in a position to still make a fight and still make a push forward. Our goals haven't changed in terms of just trying to make that push, trying to get as many points as we can from each game and, you know, take that next step forward.
Sebas, best of luck against Minnesota. Thank you very much for your time. And Edgar, thank you for your time.
Muchas gracias y un abrazo.
Thanks, Glenn. Talk soon.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.